Welcome to Beer Mat Radio, in association with the Daily Telegraph. This week, Mike meets customer experience expert, Sean Smith. Sean knows just how to get under the skin of the consumer. With years of training and consultancy experience, he is a respected author and speaker on the subject of brand experience. His book, See, Feel, Think, Do, The Power of Instinct in Business, explains the need to understand both your customer and the marketplace, how to create revenue streams by anticipating change, and how offering the right incentives at the right time will pay dividends. And he discusses all of these in this program.
Well, today Beer Mat Radio is talking to Sean Smith, who is one of the world's leading business speakers on the customer experience. Welcome, Sean.
Hi, Mike.
But let's talk about see, feel, think, do, the power of instinct in business. I'm very keen on this because, I mean, when we started writing the first book, we looked at a lot of other business books. And a lot of business books that you read, written by academics and other very, very clever people, seem to try and beat instinct out of you. Everything should be processed, you should have spreadsheets, and you should measure things, and otherwise there's no point in business. I think completely the opposite. I think certainly if you're in an entrepreneurial situation, you go with your gut feel. Certainly in sales, you always do. Mm. I mean, you'd agree with that, I guess.
Absolutely, I think the pendulum has swung far too much towards MBA and away from DNA. You know, by DNA I mean sort of the culture, the instinct, the intuition that people bring into their business. When you look at some of the great businesses that have been started, they've really been started often by people who have seen a gap in the market and then have filled it. I interviewed Tim Waterstone and asked him how he came to start Waterstone Stores. And he was telling me that he was going through a difficult personal time some 20-odd years ago, and his coping mechanism was to read. He's always loved reading, and at that time, bookstores were open 9 to 5. They really only sold bestsellers. They only opened on a Saturday morning or whatever, and he thought it was absolutely ridiculous that, you know, somebody who loved books couldn't buy a book in the evening or over the weekend or whatever. So he decided to start Waterstones. And the model in those days was to have fairly small stores with selling mainly bestsellers, because your stock turn is then much, much faster, your working capital is lower, and a number of economic reasons mean that's the best way of doing it. And he said, no, I want a large store, I want lots of books, I want to have people sitting there and reading and browsing and spending the day there. And the banks laughed at him. They said, you know, you are going to go out of business if you try and operate in this way. And he said, don't care. And they said, well, where's your research? And he said, don't have any research, but I think it's a good idea. And I reckon there's a million out there like me. And so against all the advice that he was given, he started Waterstones and did just that. And, you know, was very successful. Of course, he sold the brand some years later to HMV Group, but he was very successful. So I think we pay too much attention often to research and not enough to actually how people behave and how consumers, the sort of stresses that consumers have and the ways that we can make life better for them.
You can now leave messages for Mike with your feedback, comments, or indeed to ask a question for your business on 0870 879 3128. We'll be answering listeners' questions in future podcasts. So give Mike a call. The number again, 0870 879 3128. Calls cost a maximum of 8 pence per minute from a BT line.
But it must be very difficult because you go into these big companies, and we've done it the same talking about entrepreneurship. And the conclusion we came to about entrepreneurship is that, you know, on paper it sounds a good idea, have lots of bonkers ideas and try things, and it doesn't matter if you fail, and. And the resistance we got to that message, maybe it was because it was us saying it as entrepreneurs. And the conclusion I've come to about that is that the successful companies are entrepreneurial or fast moving in stealth mode. And it's just happening. All you've got to do is spot it if you want to get involved in it. But a lot of this you have to do sort of under the carpet. Because you can't walk into a managing director saying, I have this really good feeling for whatever. Give me lots of money and I can maybe spend it, and it may work or it may not. How do you get this message across to the large corporates? I know that's what you do.
Well, I'm not advocating that you don't do research. Mm. I guess what I'm saying is you can't research your way to a solution or an innovation. I think you have to have an idea. Then it may well be that you do research to support it, to show the ROI of it, or whatever. But I think it starts with an idea. It doesn't start with research. So I guess an example I would offer of that is Vodafone, which is obviously a huge organization, one of the largest telecommunications companies. And Tim Yates, the chief marketing officer for the UK, launched a product a couple of years ago called Stop the Clock. And that was an example of an innovative product which changed, in a sense, the industry, but within a very large organization. And they did a little bit of research with customers and listened to customers speaking on their phone. And, you know, as you would expect, they heard things like, well, I'll call you back later. I'm on the mobile at the moment. I'll keep this short. Or call me at the weekend when I'm at home, or whatever it might be. So people are always aware of speaking on the mobile phone. And the insight that Tim had with his team was that if we can take away that pressure, then actually, you know, we can be competing in a broader market. So they came up with the notion of Stop the Clock, which was if you speak for 3 minutes and pay for 3 minutes at certain times, they'll let you speak for 60 minutes at no extra cost. So it takes away that whole pressure, because they found the average telephone call only lasted about 2.5 minutes. So the whole thing was launched, Stop the Clock, and it was very successful. And in fact, they found usage for mobile phones went up significantly, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The point of the story being, that was a very, very difficult thing to sell to the board. I mean, Tim said to me, you know, how do you go to board and say, hey, we've got a great idea. We're going to give away a 60-minute phone call, but only charge for 3 minutes. You know, that's a very difficult thing to get the board to buy into. And they couldn't prove it. I mean, they couldn't literally prove that the uptake was going to recompense them for that promotion. But in fact, it did.
Did you know there are now 4 Beer Mat books to help your business succeed? The original title, The Beer Mat Entrepreneur, is now in its second edition, fully updated for 2007. Sales on a Beer Mat will teach you how to win new clients, including the magic email that really delivers results. If you're in a big company and want to do something exciting without going it alone, read The Boardroom Entrepreneur. And there's Finance on a Beer Mat, which covers those all-important cash flow, funding, and money management issues. Find out more at our website, www.beermat.biz.
But how do you advise companies to, A, stimulate people to come up with slightly bonkers ideas which might work, and then to execute them through? That must be very difficult.
It is. One of the things that I do quite a lot of is working with organisations is I do a lot of customer experience research and also develop customer experience scorecards. And a customer experience scorecard is really looking at the key indicators in a business of business performance. And one of those key things, of course, is the customer experience. You know, there's been a huge amount of research to show that if you improve the customer experience, customers become more loyal, they talk more about you, and that leads to organic growth, et cetera, et cetera. So the question is, what have you got to do and by how much to improve the customer experience such that it has an impact on your bottom line? And that's where my research comes in, because when we do this kind of research, we look at what we call the value drivers. So what are the 4 or 5 things that are unconscious often, or subconscious, which drive customer behavior in a particular way?
But how can you actually measure customer satisfaction? Can you do a survey on a scale of 1 to 10? Did you enjoy it? I mean, how do you physically do it? I'd be interested.
Well, you can ask customers about their experience with you. The trouble is that most organizations pretty much waste all the money they spend on customer research. In fact, it may surprise you to know that there's almost no correlation between customer satisfaction and customer loyalty at all. In fact, one piece of research found that 80% of customers who express satisfaction with a previous supplier switch suppliers. So you might say, well, why would you switch if you're satisfied? And the fact is that now, generally, service is pretty good in most places. And you can be satisfied with a number of suppliers. Mm. So you can go to a restaurant tonight, be satisfied. Will it mean that you will definitely go there next time? Probably not, because you can go to a different restaurant and be satisfied. Mm. Same with hotels, same with airlines. So satisfaction at the sort of the way we think about it doesn't actually relate to loyalty. Where it does relate to loyalty is when you get very high levels of satisfaction, when you get what we call top box scores. So on a 5-point scale, those people that give you a 4 for satisfaction, and this is one of the things we measure, one of those people give you a 4, usually the level of loyalty, expressed loyalty or intention to repurchase, is about 25%. if you go from a 4 to a 5, the expressed loyalty shoots up to better than 90%. So there's a huge jump from a 4 to a 5 on satisfaction. And that's the problem with most satisfaction surveys, because what many organizations do is they aggregate the scores, they add up the 4s and 5s.
And to summarize really what you said, that customer loyalty is maybe a thing of the past. I mean, if you're not getting 5s, it's, you know, great service, obviously you delivered on time and to spec and the thing didn't break and so on. That's taken as a given now. Exactly. And you get a 4 for that. Yep. You say, you were great, I'm just going somewhere else to work, because that looks quite good. And there's a lot of consumer push to, here's a new thing, try something new, it's different, and it's, oh, I've got this new thing, people like to talk about it.
Exactly. So
you really have to get it up to the 5. And that's all about the customer experience. Work out what works best for your company and just look at every aspect of improving it to make it 100%, so you get those 5 out of 5.
Exactly.
Well, Sean Smith, fascinating stuff. Now, we can find you on www.seansmithco.com. So it's Sean, S-H-A-U-N, Smith. co, all one word, .com. Is that the best website to find
out? Exactly. What it says on the tin.
Does what it exactly says on the tin, and you'll have an excellent customer experience when you go to your site, obviously. Sean Smith, it's been delightful talking to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks for listening to Beer Mat Radio, brought to you in association with the Daily Telegraph. You can find plenty more podcasts, including the full version of this one, plus free downloads and essential information for your business on the Beer Mat website, www.beermat.biz. Next time on Beer Mat Radio, Mike meets business advisor Glyn Moore. Glyn founded Icon Business Solutions after realizing entrepreneurs often kept their business concerns to themselves, not wanting to worry family and friends, and sleepless nights are inevitable. Glyn explains the importance of asking for help to improve both your business and personal life. Beer Mat Radio is a Wells Park Communications production for Beer Mat Online Limited.